The Honolulu City Council is considering the future of transit alternatives like dockless scooters and bikes. Meanwhile, a new study finds that Honolulu has greater potential for so-called micro-mobility transportation than any other U.S. city. Micro-mobility vehicles can either be power-assisted like electric scooters or human-powered like a bicycle. Shared bikes have become a common sight around urban Honolulu since the launch of the bike share service Beaky more than 2 years ago. Electric scooter rental company Lime briefly flooded some neighborhoods with its dockless green scooters last May, but suspended operations following a confrontation with city regulators over the use of sidewalks. A new report from mobility analytics firm INRIX found that Honolulu has more potential for micro-mobility than any other American city, beating out heavyweights like New York and San Francisco. According to the analysis, more than 50% of car trips in Honolulu were under 3 miles, with 25% being less than 1 mile. That's in contrast to more car-dependent cities like Dallas and Phoenix, where short trips were less common. The Honolulu City Council is currently considering Bill 44, which would reserve public parking spots for shared micromobility companies to park their vehicles, potentially addressing the sidewalk issue that derailed Lime scooters. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.